InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I certainly appreciate you joining me. We have a really, really interesting show this week. Some news came out yesterday that actually started dribbling out a little prior to that, but it really hit the fan, so to speak, yesterday. Got a call from Rick Ackerman, which was really interesting. He called me yesterday morning and said that he had some very serious concerns about where his money was in the banking system, and he was going to take action on that. Now, the reason he was very concerned is because of an article that came out in Zero Hedge entitled Why the UK Trail of the MF Global Collapse May Have Apocalyptic Consequences for the Eurozone, Canadian Banks, Jefferies, and Everyone Else. Now, that particular story was also collaborated by Thomson Reuters. A fellow by the name of Christopher Elias out of the UK collaborated this article and had some very, very interesting comments on that. I find this to be very, very distressing because what, in essence, the gist of the article in Zero Hedge had to do with is it had to do with, putting it politely, the very, very dangerous practice of fractional reserve lending. It's a little more sophisticated than that, but the numbers have gotten so large in terms of leverage that this thing does have, in my opinion, the potential to really wreak some major havoc with our system. Now, I've got Grant Williams on the line with me. Grant is over in Kuala Lumpur, so this really is a bit of a remote. But Grant, as you know, writes a great newsletter. It's called Things That Make You Go, Hmm. He's a very bright guy, and he's not an alarmist, in my opinion. I've been reading his stuff for quite some time now. I don't think he's alarmist. I think he is very, very practical in what he is saying. Grant, what's your opinion about this thing?
Hey, Al. Nice to talk to you again. Look, it's definitely a very, very worrying article, and the numbers kind of seem to make sense. I mean, the whole idea of rehypothecation is that you can take in collateral from somebody, from a client, and you can then pledge it yourself against another deal. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you end up with another form of fractional reserve lending.
Right.
And the reason that the UK has been drawn into this is that the rehypothecation laws in the UK are far more lax than they are in the US. So what we've seen is US firms moving assets across to the UK where they can actually use them to lever up even more. And obviously, you know, leverage for a lot of these firms has been the way they've been making their money. And so the maximum leverage they can get seems to be in the UK. And this could turn out to be a real problem, as you say. You know, I'm not an alarmist. I try to take as balanced a view as I can of some of this crazy stuff that's been going on the last few years. But this has the potential to be a real big problem.
Has the potential to be a real big problem because of all of the financial institutions that are involved in this thing. Boy, all of a sudden we're seeing reserves, you know, going up in a puff of smoke.
Yeah, and you know, the report calls out the Canadian banks, which, you know, mm-hmm. as we know, have been seen as some of the more sound institutions anywhere in the world.
Right.
And some of the supposed leverage numbers for the big Canadian banks are truly eye-watering.
Yeah, they really are. You know, I've taken this to a point where I've got a fairly substantial position in Toronto Dominion Bank that I'm probably going to sell out on Monday. And I'll probably put that money into a senior gold producer such as Goldcorp or something like that, because I think that this thing is the fact that it hasn't hit the mainstream media. I don't find that to be surprising, because I think the average Joe on the street really doesn't understand what this is all about. But when you do understand what this is all about, and when you do understand the potential for very, very serious consequences, it's absolutely terrifying. I mean, put this on top of the absolute non-event that occurred in Europe, you know, with Sarkozy, Merkel, John Cameron, etc. I mean, they accomplished, as you and I have discussed in the past, absolutely nothing. There's just a whole bunch of, I would have to say, negative actions going on in the world because there is no fundamental solution to the problem.
Well, look, you and I have spoken about this in the past, Alan, and the problem at the root of all this is debt. Purely.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are solutions. There are absolutely solutions. There are always solutions to debt. The problem is the debt's so big now that the solutions are all incredibly painful.
Yeah.
You know, the least painful of them, as we've said before, is inflation, and that's what these guys are trying to do, because a default would be unthinkable right now. And if, you know, and if this article we're discussing is right, then, you know, the sovereign bonds will have been rehypothecated and, you know, levered many, many times up. So it's not just the bonds in the system, but it's layer upon layer of those bonds being reloaned out to people.
Yeah.
So consequently, you know, Italy has 1.9 trillion of debt. I mean, who knows what that's been geared up to? So it kind of, the veil starts to lift, and you get a better sense of just why people are scrambling so hard to try and stop this contagion, because it really could cause some serious problems.
Well, Grant, what I find to be really interesting is, with the background that I've had in finance, okay, I cannot see, quite frankly, a solution. I think the thing has gotten to the point that there is no simple solution other than taking some very, very stringent action to get the various economic houses back in order. And that action is going to require some tremendous social hardship, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, the problem is the debt. And unfortunately, realizing the truth and taking the steps you need to fix it, as we said, it is going to cause a tremendous amount of pain. And governments are not in the habit of dishing out pain, particularly when we're in the middle of a 2-year re-election cycle all the way around the world. And we've seen 5 governments fall out of 5 so far in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's French elections next March or April.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, Obama is going to run again, presumably, next November. So, you know, we just had the Spanish elections. Everything's been very, very quiet after that. You know, the politicians, their first and only desire is to get elected.
Of course.
The next desire becomes to get re-elected. And
exactly.
So, you know, dishing out the pain that would be associated with, you know, massive defaults, haircuts, whatever you want to call them, is just not a palatable option for them. So inflation is a much, much better way to do it, which is why they're all trying to desperately cobble together some way to persuade the ECB to print money over there in Europe to make this whole thing go away. And, you know, I don't think it's the right thing to do, but
I don't think Germany will go along with it.
Oh, look, you know, maybe she won't. She's drawn a very, very firm line in the sand.
Right.
But, you know, if you throw this article we're discussing into the mix, then, you know, Germany has just as many reasons as everybody else to want this to happen. They just have to make it seem like it was a lot harder to get done than everybody else. That's all.
Greg, now, Grant, in your opinion, would further monetization of the debt that you're talking about, okay, would that really solve the problem?
No, but it's not. No, absolutely, it wouldn't solve the problem. It would,
exactly,
in some ways, make the problem worse. But what it would do is give them time,
mm-hmm,
to try and work out and work their way through this. Now, personally, I don't think they'll use that time very wisely, as they've shown. You know, if you give them that time, they tend to take their eye off the ball and move on to other things.
Right.
So no, I don't think it will solve the problem at all. It will just add another layer on top of it. But at the moment, they really do need time. They're trying to buy themselves time. They're not doing a very good job of it. And I think yesterday's summit, you know, at 3:30 in the morning European time, which is a strange time to have a summit, but obviously they were trying to make this thing look extremely important. If you dig into it again, there are no hard and fast numbers in there. They've magically found another $200 billion to lend through the IMF, but that's really not going to solve the problem with the sheer quantum of the debt. The only interesting thing, I think, was something Van Rompuy said, which was that they were going to, you know, change the way that this private sector involvement, i.e. they're going to not give people haircuts anymore, which,
yeah,
you know, that's something. It's a straw to clutch at, but it's not a solution.
It's a straw to clutch in, and that's all they've been doing basically to this point, is clutching at straws. Listen, you guys, we're going to have a whole bunch of opinions on this issue. I think it's one of the most important issues, certainly of this decade, very possibly even much, much longer than that. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back. Also, check out Things That Make You Go, It's a great newsletter. You can get to it by clicking on the banner on our homepage. Big Al is going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to tell you, Grant Williams is really an interesting guy. Take a look at his newsletter, Things That Make You Go, It's the banner is on our front page, and He's one of the most well-informed guys in the world. I am chatting right now with another very well-informed guy, Baman Yamini. Baman is the president of a company called Canisil Resources. I mentioned Canisil in a reply on our commentary section a couple of days ago. I was being chided, for lack of better terms, by one of our listeners, Dave, who said, tell me how far down your portfolio is, Big Al. He said, investing in the conventional stock market right now really makes all the sense in the world, as it is dramatically outperforming the resource sector. And I responded by saying, well, I grant you that's true in a macro sense, but here's my portfolio, and I listed every single company that I had, and I listed every single company, what the price of the shares were on the purchase date and what the price of the shares were as of about 2 days ago. For the most part, I am up based on the amount of money I have invested in companies. I think it's about 50-50 in terms of, just very simplistically speaking, but in a macro sense, my portfolio is actually doing fairly well. Now, one of the companies included in my portfolio that's really overlooked, in my opinion, is a company called Canisil Resources. I invested in Canisil Resources about a year and a half ago. I have no intention of selling any stock in it. Why do I say that? I say it because, number one, they have a very, very astute technical team, for lack of better terms, and they have some great partners. They're working down in Mexico. Dr. Peter McGaw of Mag Silver has commented on Canisil on the record in a video that we shot in Spokane probably about 2 months ago with both Mr. Yamini and Dr. McGaw. He's very optimistic about the company. I continue to say this is a company that I think is undervalued. Don't construe that as being investment advice, because I'm not a registered investment advisor. And remember, they are sponsors on our website, number one. And number two, I do own shares in this particular company. Baman, brief overview, if you would, please.
Great to be with you, Al. Thanks very much for the introduction there. Canisil is a junior exploration company. We're exploring in Mexico and in D.C. We have a focus on silver, gold, and the base metals, copper, lead, and zinc that go with those. And I would characterize Canisil as a pre-discovery stage exploration company, in that we have done a lot of work to bring the projects along, and we're right at the point where we are drilling and at the point where positive results from those drill programs would indicate discoveries, which would then accelerate the pace at which the projects would go forward and the pace at which we can create value on the projects.
Yeah. Dr. McGaw was saying he was spouting off some pretty large numbers in terms of what they were looking for on the project that they're joint venturing with you. Bring us up to speed on that, would you?
The project is called La Esperanza. It's right in northern Zacatecas in Mexico. That's where MAG has their flagship project, the Juanicipio project, with Industrias Peñoles, Fresnillo. And that project that MAG has is valued now at $1.5 billion, where MAG's share, 45% share, is valued at over $700 million.
Yeah.
Now, we are just 80 kilometers away from that, big area. We covered in the land position that Canisil had around 20,000 hectares, about 200 square kilometers. MAG, after the work they did in the region and their airborne surveys and investigations, they added another 50,000 hectares to that. So now it's about 700 square kilometers with four vein systems on it. And when MAG originally optioned it, I think what they were looking for was a large district-scale silver project, high-grade silver project, which could host over 100 million ounces of silver. In the recent interview with Dr. Peter McGaw, he was indicating much higher numbers. We would be very happy with the 100 million. Anything yeah. above that is a bonus.
Anything above that's truly a bonus. Now, in terms of let's talk first about the foundation of the company, okay? Financially, where do you sit right now?
We have, in terms of working capital, about 750,000. That's not a very high number, but we have a very low burn rate. And as we have now two partners, both MAG Silver and Pan American Silver, who are going to spending about $2 million on drilling over the next 3 to 4 months on two of our projects, we don't have to spend a lot of money on drilling, and we will have a very active news flow. So we have to maintain the company, and we have plenty of cash to do that. Now, one of the reasons why we are not eager to fund at this point is that the share prices risk across the board are at a very low level compared to where they were, let's say, 6 or 8 months ago. And we don't want to create excessive dilution in our shareholder base by funding at a time when the share prices are low. We certainly will take advantage of any improvement in market conditions to increase the funding, increase the working capital, and also have a much more aggressive program.
But in terms of aggressiveness of the program, really, you've got joint venture partners on the major projects that are going to do that for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, and MAG, they are drilling. They're on site right now. They have a 5,000-meter drill program at La Esperanza. They will be testing two major vein systems, one of which we have drilled in the past with very good results. So it's a relatively known quantity. So we're hoping and expecting that they will come back with some good results there. That program that MAG is undertaking for the 5,000 meters of drilling over the next 3 to 4 months will be about $1.25 million spent there. Pan American Silver have until April of 2012 to complete a 3,000-meter drill program on our Carina project. And again, that's planned for 14 drill holes. It's a project area that's adjacent to their project with Orco Silver, the La Preciosa deposit and project. And the 3,000 meters of drilling they will be doing there will be a budget of about $750,000. So all in all, over the next 3-4 months, we have about 8,000 meters of drilling. So it is a very aggressive and very big program going forward.
Now let's talk about the interest that Canacol retains in these two projects when all the horses come back to the barn, so to speak. Let's assume that everything is successful. And again, that's a forward-looking statement, so do not take that as being a fact. But let's assume that everything is successful. Number one, give listeners an idea of the interest retained by Canacol and what that could be worth.
Right. The agreement with MAG Silver is that they can earn a 60% interest in the project by spending $5 million over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything goes ahead, if they like the project, if they like the results, and they complete their $5 million expenditures in the ground, then MAG will be 60%, Canacol will be 40%. Now, if they discover a significant silver deposit, let's say 100 million ounces of silver, and these, as you said, are forward-looking statements. We have no ideas. These are exploration projects. But if you value the ounces in the ground at that point, at even at $2, $53, which is a very conservative figure, 100 million ounces would be valued at $300 million. And Canacol's 40% interest would be $120 million, which would be, based on our 60 million shares out, would be about $2 a share.
All hypothetical, but very, very possible. Don't take this as investment advice. It's not. Take it for as perhaps a nudge to get you to click on the Canacol banner and get a little more information. Big Al's going to be right back. Thanks, Bahman.
Thank you very much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable incredible deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to OffTheGridChristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. OffTheGridChristmas.com. That's OffTheGridChristmas.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Picking up on the theme that we discussed in the first segment with Grant Williams, this piece that was in Zero Hedge that Rick Ackerman brought to my attention yesterday morning, why the UK trail of the IMF global collapse may have apocalyptic consequences for the Eurozone, Canadian banks, Jefferies, and everyone else. Okay, the guy who brought that to my attention, Rick Ackerman, is on the line with me right now. Pretty scary, Mr. Ackerman, huh?
It is, and you know, it's interesting that the Zero Hedge site that's made this whole problem so clear would have been looked at as a, kind of a lunatic fringe a couple years ago, but in fact, as extreme as some of the reporting might seem on that site, from what I understand, this is based on a profile of the creator of the site in The New Yorker. It's attracted quite a following among the shakers and movers. So it is to the financial world what the Washington Post used to be thought of to the Capitol Hill crowd. And, you know, if you've read the piece, it's pretty lengthy. But the interesting thing is that it gets at the complexity of the financial problems of Europe and, for that matter, the U.S., in such a way that you can read it and understand just what those problems are.
The problems are meaningful. The way that Grant defined it earlier in the show is he said, you know, you're basically talking about partial reserve lending, and that, you know, and that just simply doesn't work. That's a simple way to look at it, and that's very accurate. But in a sense, don't you think it goes a little deeper than that?
Well, the piece says nothing less than that the whole financial edifice is really very similar to what you might have made of Lehman Brothers, for instance, or ARG. The idea is that they all operate out of London branches. Everybody's got an office in London because the market there is much more loosely regulated.
Correct.
And essentially take something cash or something that collateralized a loan. It could be a margin account at a broker. And let's say the account was a $10,000 account, but the owner of the account failed to meet a margin call, and maybe the broker is going to liquidate it, and it has $5,000 of cash. Well, the London rules allow you to consider that account as being worth the original $10,000, but it just gets much worse from there because the broker can use that collateral at the full initial value, but whoever it daisy chains so that the collateral gets used over and over and over again.
Correct.
And, of course, you have to realize that it may not be worth anything to begin with.
Correct.
So,
you know, when you put this on a scale, I mean, you know, you talk about a $10,000 margin account. Let's talk about a sovereign debt bond. That number is a little bigger than $10,000.
Well, that's right. And you know, a lot of the revelations that come concerning what this article describes, it's a process of hypothecation where a piece of collateral is essentially used against some other transaction or asset. You know, it all grew out of the failure of this Corzine fund, broker MF Global.
Right.
And there was a missing, I don't know what it was, $600, maybe $700 million. That touched a lot of people. I know people who actually haven't gotten their money out of their accounts because they're part of that missing money. And the founder of the firm, Corzine, formerly the governor of New Jersey, and also the co-CEO of Goldman Sachs at one point, he said, well, I don't really know where that money is. And the interesting thing is that he may have been telling the truth, because when you try to follow the money trail, it comes from non-existent assets, such as described by this piece at Zero Hedge.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, Mr. Corzine really, I think, needs to be held accountable for that, as do a lot of other people. And I think we may have gotten to the point in this, as you call it, daisy chain, where I think that you may very well, and rightly so, start seeing some prosecution, because we're talking about a total lack of fiduciary responsibility here.
Well, I don't think so. Yes, irresponsibility, yes, but I don't think anybody's going to go to jail. And the reason is that if I were to tell a friend, I would say, you know, you better get your money out of the bank, because just read this piece at Zero Hedge and you'll see that it's all a house of cards. Well, most people would react in the way of saying, nah, I mean, come on, we're going to muddle through this.
Right.
And I think that Corzine, even though his knowledge of the financial system is much more sophisticated, what's actually happening in the daisy chaining of these of loan collateral, it's so complex that there's really no understanding it. You know, it's almost like saying, well, does the Fed help anybody by monetizing debt, or would Europe cure its problems by simply printing money? And you'll find that there are people, imbeciles, on the other side of the argument, like Paul Krugman. He would say, yes, this is the time for the printing of money, but I would tell you, on the face of it, that is criminally stupid. So just as you can have arguments about things that are so clear in that realm, Corzine can say, well, you know, everything was legit, and we simply followed the rules in London, which, as this piece in Zero Hedge makes very clear, is almost an unregulated market.
Correct. You know, it's an interesting situation, and one of the reasons that I find this situation to be so intriguing, and I've been dealing with it now for a lot of hours here, is that this could be the straw. You agree?
Well, everything has been in place for a really long time. For a long time, and you might say that MF Global is really the black swan here. You know, if you remember the initial stories, the way they were spun, they said, "Oh, this is just a brokerage house, and it's a few billion dollars, and who cares?" But as the Zero Hedge piece makes clear, everybody's kind of linked together. There's no saying that MF Global is some entity unto itself. It's really part of a very elaborate network of clearing firms and let's say flimsy guarantees. And so, you know, and so if MF Global could almost bring the system down itself, you can imagine what a sovereign default would do, such as would occur with Italy or Greece or Spain.
Exactly. Rick, what are you telling people to do? What are you doing in this situation?
I would say keep a little cash around the house, you know, because no matter
what
happens.
The master of understatement. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to yell, you know, fire in a crowded theater there. But
right.
Yes, I think that no matter what happens, that cash is going to have utility. You know, on the one hand, yes, I write about how the dollar is fundamentally worthless when you look at the U.S. balance sheet.
Right.
We simply owe more than we'll ever be able to repay,
right,
other than through the mechanism of perhaps hyperinflation. So even though I say that the dollar is worthless in that abstract way, or it becomes concrete at some point, I think that cash is going to be a good thing to have around. If for whatever reason, you know, the banks have an unexpected holiday, it can't hurt really, because it's possible that if the network of trust on which the credit system depends breaks down,
mm-hmm,
then credit cards aren't going to be much use to you.
What do you think about basically solid equities? A company like, for example, Goldcorp.
In a crisis, you know, all stocks are going to come down.
Yeah.
They really will. They'll get hit. And it's hard to say when true value will be realized.
Mm-hmm.
You and I know,
mm-hmm,
that there are a lot of gold companies sitting on deposits that make it a very cheap buy.
Sure.
You know, it's one thing to buy ingots and coins, but in the case of some of these mining companies, their proven reserves give you a very cheap buy on gold.
Exactly.
But, you know, they've got to mine it, they've got to dig it out, they've got to hire a labor force, and there are a lot of problems. So, you know, the central banks of, let's say, Russia, China, and India, Brazil, big buyers of gold, by the way, they don't go for mining stocks, they go for the real stuff.
Well, and it looks like that's what people ought to be going for, is the real stuff. Rick, I really appreciate you bringing this to our attention, and I appreciate you elaborating on the whole thing. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. Appreciate you joining me. You know, we had a number of listeners who have requested this past week that we discuss the subject of potential government retirement funds having to go into government-type securities. I find that to be very, very interesting. I think that would be an event that would be certainly very dramatic on the one hand. On the other hand, I think that the government would be taking a huge risk by attempting to do something like that. But it has but been brought up in the past by, among other people, Nancy Pelosi. And based on your questions out there and based on what I have read about this, I wanted to get a real expert view on this to determine if this was a real serious viability. And I've got David McElvaney on the line with me right now. David is very, very well versed in these issues. And let's see what he has to say. David, is this a possibility? And if so, what should people be doing?
Two things. I'd look back and see what government's done, our government in particular, has done in this regard. And what you find is a lot of social pressure, generally during wartime, where loyalty and patriotism are called into question if people are not participating in the desired course. Buy government bonds, buy war bonds, buy, you know, support Uncle Sam. And if you don't support Uncle Sam, who are you supporting? That's the question that's asked. But you can only get away with that kind of social pressure in the context of war. Where I see, you know, obviously we've got a pretty ugly financial outlook. Our balance sheet is as bad or worse than Greece, Italy, Spain. This is a very concerning point to bring into the picture, because there may be a justification for and a need for funding for the debt, and the ability to roll over debt is certainly something to call into question here in the next year. You've got between 50% and 70% remaining of our outstanding debt to roll over in the next couple of years. So they need an appetite. The question is, where is it going to come from? I've heard the same question, Al. Will it be retirement funds that are employed in this way? And let me just suggest one thing, and this is a pragmatic approach, if you will, a pragmatic appraisal. Retirement funds defined as 401ks and IRAs, I do not believe are going to be subjected to that pressure, as long as there's lower hanging fruit. Let's just leave that as my summary statement. And the lower-hanging fruit is the $15 trillion pocket that our government can go pick. in the form of pension assets. There's a real distinction here because pension assets are not something that an individual controls. Pension assets are something that an individual cannot determine the course for. You're not deciding which hedge fund to invest in, which private equity group to put money with, what real estate venture to invest through. And so pension assets are very opaque to begin with. And we're talking about both private public pension assets equaling $15 trillion. Be far easier to conscript $2 or $3 trillion out of the pension pocket than it would individual retirement accounts, because by the time you get to 401ks and IRAs, now you've got people who have very specific opinions about how those assets should be invested. You care about your IRA. I do too. You care about your 401k. I do too. You know exactly how it's invested. You may not know if it's a 401k. What the specific companies are in your mutual funds, but you probably chose the mutual funds that are in there. Your choice gives you an invested interest, and I think you're looking at tremendous political blowback if the government were to ever conscript or require a certain percentage allocation to Treasury securities. That's not to say that they won't do it, but they will have had to exhaust all other options first. And I think our canary in the coal mine in this instance is the pension assets coming under that same pressure, that pressure first.
Okay, there you have it. We're going to switch to a different subject right now really, really quickly. There was a very, very interesting article in Zero Hedge that came out a couple of days ago that we're going to talk about again on the show, but I wanted to get Dave's opinion on that. The article was entitled Why the UK Trail of the MF Global Collapse May Have Apocalyptic Consequences for the Eurozone, Canadian Banks, Jefferies, and everyone else. And this article basically says that because of the leverage out there, there are some very, very frightening things that very well could happen to major financial institutions, including various banks. What's your comment on that one, David?
Well, twofold. First of all, you've got leverage in the system, which is off the charts. And, you know, this is the way that financial institutions have not only made good money, but made a killing over the last 10 years, certainly, and you could even stretch it back beyond that. But leverage is one thing. Part of the reason that companies have been willing to leverage up is because of the use of derivatives. Derivatives have given them the sense of security they needed to do that. They don't feel that they're taking more and more risk, taking leveraged positions, because derivatives give them the sense that they have covered their risk on the downside.
Mm-hmm.
So if something should go wrong, if their models are off even to the minutest degree, they can still win on the downside and cover their losses. That is a bit of a problem. I mean, we're watching that come into question in real time in Europe. This is exactly what we saw happen with the Greek debt. You know, this notion of a voluntary, and put that in quotes, drawdown walk away, if you will, from 50% of the value. People had credit default swaps and owned credit default swaps for this very purpose, to ensure against the decline in value of the bonds that they held. So you're talking about institutions, banks, if you will, and private investors and fund hedge funds as well, who have owned sovereign paper on the one hand, you own it long, and they've essentially shorted the same paper so that they are more or less neutral in the marketplace but capturing a higher income off of the debt paper.
What are the odds, in your opinion, of this thing blowing into something as dire as was hinted at in terms of the Thomson Reuters response and this article itself? I mean, we're talking about a situation here that could very well cause a 1929 type event in the markets. What are the odds, in your opinion, of that happening?
Well, you know, we don't know all the facts with MF Global, and I think this is something that's very interesting. If you look at the time frame for when MF Global declared bankruptcy, almost a media blackout. This is the eighth largest bankruptcy in U.S. history.
Right.
And it's not just the institutional failure, which was not adequately reported. It's the details of upwards of $1.2 billion of client assets being gone.
Right.
And again, we're not talking about a bank where banks take in deposits and lend those deposits out, and you may assume that you've got money there, but they've lent it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your George Bailey scenario where,
right.
Yeah, you know, Mrs. Smith, that's where your money is. It's in her home.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case here. We're not talking about a bank. They don't operate as a bank. Well, actually, they were operating as a bank,
correct.
But without a bank charter and without the same requirements in terms of safety mechanisms in place. Why is none of this being reported? Why has there been, since October, we're now in December, essentially a media blackout on MF Global? I think you do, as you begin to dig into the details, find there's dots that people don't want connected. And a part of it does have to do with counterparty risk. A part of it does have to do with leverage that's in the system. A part of it does have to do with an unwinding of positions. I guess the easiest way of looking at the MF Global situation is this. You've got a company that made outsized bets with money it didn't have, and so they collateralized a part of the deposits they had sitting there at the quote-unquote MF Global Bank, although it's not a bank. And as their bets went south, you had collateral calls. You had a margin call, essentially.
Yeah.
And they had pledged those assets. They didn't have the legal right to, in my opinion, but they pledged those assets, and they're gone. Now, this is where people don't want to know the details. I want to know the details. You want to know the
sure,
details.
Yeah, you bet.
But I'm not sure the Treasury wants to know the details or wants the details disclosed because someone was made whole. There are institutions that money is sitting on, and they are happy owning that asset, calling it their own because they went into an arrangement with MF Global that justifies them getting those assets.
What that brings to my mind front and center is the fact that we could have a very, very large portion of the international financial system just about ready to come collapsing down. And by that I mean you're talking about North America and you're also talking about the situation in Europe. I'm not surprised that Cameron didn't want to get involved with Sarkozy and Merkel last night. Anyway, David, thank you so much, my friend.
Well, it's good to be with you. You know, everything hangs by a very thin thread. And there's one word that describes what we have today, but we can lose in a nanosecond, and that's confidence.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.